The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Great to be with you here, as always, on every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. That's when we're live. If you're listening to archives, we love you, too, because we have a lot of people that are listening to the archives on a regular basis, and it's very humbling to find out they're still receiving inspiration from something that is a previous podcast. So we want to say thank you to you too. So all of you support the show, whether you're live or listening to the recorded archives. I want to say hi to everyone joining us in live chat on YouTube. We are YouTube streaming, video streaming there. That is on my channel, Jen Royster. I also have that on my website, jenroyster.com. And if you wanted to join into that live chat, hello to Shadana. Shadana, hang on. I'm going to address that question. It's right in the pocket with what we're talking about today. So welcome to the show. We're also live streaming on Facebook Live through our network, Transformation Talk Radio. You can find that on their pages. And I have shared that on my Facebook pages as well. So we're out there, audio, wherever. We're welcoming you. Glad you're here. So, with all of the current and recent eclipse energy, the full moon energy, there's a lot going on. We have 6 retrogrades, actually. I think that I had earlier said 5, but another one, you know, there's more. So I was thinking 5, and then the Mercury went in. So it's 6, actually, right now. That's a lot of retrograde. That's a lot of review. And there's a lot of cleansing, renewal, changing directions. And we've been feeling and hearing this. It's like, when is this ever going to ease up? Well, not so much. It's picking up speed. We're really in the deep of it. We're in the thick of it now. We're really going through the major shifts. And I wanted to address what Shadana has brought up in the Facebook chat. YouTube chat. She is saying that the last few days have kicked her butt and she's completely drained. Is it safe now? With a little chuckle. I want to address that drain that some of you may feel. You may feel that you just had to just stop. You had to rest. You felt tired, you know, excessive yawning, like, wow, why am I so tired when I'm going through all this renewal? When we're going through a big major releasement, like what an eclipse can push, this recent one really, you know, eclipses enhance a full moon. Full moons are all about releasing, letting go of something that needs to go away. The eclipse finalizes that. It's like that last push nudge to like, okay, we're done with this. So it enhances it, and the eclipse energy can last for several months. When we go through something big that comes up to the surface to release and it finally goes away, it's like the entire inner system, your soul, your spirit, your energy system has been carrying around these, it feels like heavy cinder blocks on your back. And when you've released it, it relaxes and it's like, oh my gosh, now I can rest. Sometimes that fatigue literally is the relaxation after letting go. Now, there's a couple of different types of fatigue. Some of it is a drain from processing other energies, but all in all, it's the same. The drain comes from being worn slam out from hauling all that heavy energy around, whether it's yours or somebody else's. And when you finally let it go, it's like, oh, I can rest. Think about it. We relax, we can fall asleep, we can rest. It makes perfect sense. So I wanted to address that. That doesn't mean anything negative, really. It means you need rest. You're tired. You need to rejuvenate. You need to restore your energy. Your tanks are needing refueling. So that's really what it is, whether it's yours or somebody else's. So empathic people a lot of times are feeling other people's energy a lot, and then they don't realize it's their energy, and then they're still hauling it around, and they're trying to process something that's not theirs. Then again, we are processing ours. Guess what? In that one, we're processing somebody else's, and that's one of the issues we have to heal and release. We don't need to process other people's. We need to stay out of their way and let them go their journey, let them make their choices, and we support them by keeping our frequency higher. So it's an interesting energetic dance that we're learning to do. Now, all of that to say why we're talking about Archangel Raphael today. Because it's the perfect angel to work with the huge releasement energies, the exhaustion, the whole thing about what we're feeling. It's just the perfect archangel to work with during a time like this. This isn't a negative time. This is a good time. This is a time where we're really getting to some finalizations of things that have just been dragging along. And we're finally seeing different perspectives. So if you've been feeling fed up or, yeah, I am just so done with this, I want it to move on, that's probably why you feel that way, because you're feeling the encouragement from this energy. Yeah, it is time to move on. What are you going to do about it? Which step in what direction are you going to take? What are you going to change? What are you going to let go of? What are you going to allow in your life that you've been hesitant about? Things like that. So let's talk. Now, that's why we're talking about Archangel Raphael today and why he is the best angel for healing on a lot of different things, not just physical, but yes, physical. And I want to explain about the physical a little bit from metaphysical terms, because there's energy behind everything we experience, and our bodies respond to that, and they try to let us know what's going on by the physical stuff that we feel. So if you've had any of that popping up recently, what is your body trying to tell you? Is it trying to tell you something? What I started working with personally, and I'm sharing my experience here, is when I know I don't have anything going on, but I'm feeling a discomfort or a pain or something odd physically, I know that it's really screaming at me. I've missed something along the way. And it wasn't about, okay, what can I do to stop the pain? Instead of approaching it that way, I started approaching it from, what is the pain trying to tell me from a spiritual, energetic point of view? And I started focusing on what was behind that, the root cause. And then, for the most part, honestly, some of them are more challenging than others. Obviously, it depends on how deep-rooted they are. When I started to focus on, and this is something that Raphael can help you with, that's why I'm sharing this. When I started to focus on the energy behind what I was experiencing, and I started to heal that, release that, it unblocks it. This is working with chakras, your meridians, you know, your pathways of the energy, how it flows, it can get blocked. I started to work with that on other people a lot when I had an office. But when you are working on that, and I've seen it with myself and clients that I worked with in energy healing, when we started to move that pathway and remove that block, didn't need the pain anymore. Now, some people call that miraculous. Yes, it is, I guess, from the perspective that you're looking at, but it's not impossible. It's actually available. And then it takes your mind to like, wow, you know, that just is like too good to be true. I understand that, because I'm one of the worst skeptics there is, and I'm into intuition and spiritual connection, and I understand. And you should question things. It's up to you where you want to be with that. I'm not trying to convince you. I'm sharing what I've experienced. But when I go that route, I've had better success with health and removing physical pain as well, emotional pain, your spiritual healing. It's all about that. Raphael is not just for physical healing. He is called the physician of heaven or healer. His name means God has healed or God heals. That's what his name means in the original, you know, roots of what those words are. And he is a very gentle angel to work with. He's, you know, he comes in very soothing when I feel him around. He is available to anyone that asks or wants his help. He is wonderful to help nudge you and suggest things you can do for yourself to help yourself along. He can also help you with a lot of things. It's not just healing what I'm talking about with illness. I mean, say there's an addiction. Say you have bad habits you want to break. He's really good for that. He's great with helping you with animals as well. He doesn't just heal humans. He's healing animals too. Pets or the wildlife. He is wonderful to call on when you need some help. When I've asked for help for the animals or my pets, I've asked Raphael and Archangel Ariel together. When you're working on some, you know, you need to clear your energy, you need to clear your space, you need to clear you, your home. Raphael's great too. He works in tandem a lot with Archangel Michael. So the two together are a great combination when you have big, heavy lifting to do when it comes to energy. So we're going to explain a little bit more about that through the show, but he's really a wonderful angel. We hear about Michael a lot. Yes, we do. Healers and light workers, people that are out there doing that type of work, you know, he can help you help others. He can help you help others. However, when you are working with him, it's most important to overcome that feeling of, oh, let me just help everybody else, then I'll get to me. Mm-mm. And I will explain that again. I say this a lot, but in metaphysical terms, and I say metaphysical because this is the perspective I'm speaking from, not a religion or a, you know, belief system, but in general, it's really kind of energy is a lot. You'll see different results in science. Western medicine sees how this works with energy and how it will physically manifest, especially with stress. It's documented all over the place that someone's stressed or depressed or, you know, in that kind of mindset, they don't heal as well or they seem to get more sick. I mean, you can look it up yourself. That's documented in science and research. So it's out there. But I got to thinking, well, why not go to the root cause? To me, that's logical. If you've got something going on, instead of focusing on, okay, I've got a problem in my leg. Well, why is your leg screaming at you? That's what you want to do. That's what I started doing. Made a total difference. I'm telling you. Okay. Why do I keep having headaches? Or why do I keep having something like this? Yes, you get your medical, make sure you're okay and something's not serious there. Absolutely. We're not taking away from that. But there's a lot you can do. You don't just sit and wait and feel helpless. Like you've got to wait for somebody else to help you. That's not the case here at all. You can help yourself a lot more than you realize. With Raphael, you can ignite your own self-healing. He can help show you how to do that. And that's what I love. He's also really good for traveling. If you are traveling, a lot of times we ask Michael to watch over us and keep us protected. Yes, but Raphael can too. You see, so the two together are wonderful to work with. And what's so beautiful is that these angels, all of them, are available to everyone. There is no discrepancy about, oh, well, we can help you, but not you. That doesn't exist. They would look at us like, what? We're here for anybody. You just have to ask us. We don't bother you unless you want it. I mean, it's real black and white with them. They don't bother you. They don't help you. And they don't do it for you unless you ask. Okay? Now, we have guardian angels that'll give you a heads up. But honestly, if you want their help, you just ask. They always answer, but it's up to you if you're listening to it or not. I mean, let's just keep it real. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about energy healing with Archangel Raphael today. And we're just going to go through some of how he works, how you can connect with him, how he can really be a major asset in your corner. And working with him a little bit more right now can really help you with the heavy energies that are coming up. All the energies that are happening now with this eclipse and things like that, and all these retrogrades are reviewing. Like I said, that's a review of things we need to take a check on and maybe improve or change, tweak, let go of, bring in. Everybody's story is different, but it's up to you to make the choices with your free will. Now, angels will support you, guide you, but not do it all for you. You got to do some heavy lifting yourself, but this makes it a lot easier. You know you have that support. When he's around, I always feel a lifted heart. I feel the hope flowing in. So if you can, make a mental note or jot it down, the word hope. Put that down. Put it down beside the name Raphael. And when we come back, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to keep going. I'm going to start diving in a little bit more. If you're in the chats, you can put some questions out there. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to the show. Our topic today is Archangel Raphael, the healing angel, or also known as the physician of heaven, and how he can help you with physical healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing. He can also help with animals. He can help you if you're traveling. He can help you on a lot of different levels. So that's what we're talking about today. Now, some of the ways that he comes through might be a little more unexpected for you, especially when you've been under high stress or you feel just you're, you know, in survival mode. He comes through so gently and soothing. And remember, I said to keep the word hope there. Hope. What is hope? Hope is something that he brings to the table when you feel like you're on your last leg. Like, I feel like hope gives you that energy that, oh yes, you can. You got to pull yourself up on the bootstraps. We got you. And gives you that nudge that, yes, you can do it. It's encouragement, but it's gentle and it's calming and it's soothing. His energy, whenever he's come through for me, has always been very calming. Now, he is associated with the color green. So think about green. If you use crystals, emeralds, things like that, you don't have to have a crystal like that, but the color and the energy of green is what you can focus on when you're working with this angel. It's like he just, why green? Green has the energy of renewal. It's healing. It's alive. It's well. If you think of plants, you know. And so it connects the energy of it. The intention is what you're looking for here. So you could wear green. You could focus on green. You could just have something green in front of you. You could just think about the color green. You could be out in nature with green. Green is the color. Okay, that will help you with the connection with him. It's one of the easiest ways. There's many ways you can connect, but this is one of the easiest ways, especially when... And I'm using my logic here with this because when you're worn out, you feel just frayed at the ends and you're looking for hope. You feel like, I don't know what else to do. I need something here. This is one of the easiest ways to connect in because it's not this big complicated ritual, so to speak. There's a lot of different ways. I'm not knocking those, but the intention of your thoughts is energy. Energy is what moves things. This is how we manifest this, or this is how we invoke or connect. So this color, you're looking for that healing color. That energy is all about healing, renewal. So just connecting with that color, feeling that color, just being immersed in that color is how it's easier to connect with him. And then you simply ask, I need some help. Raphael, thank you. I need some help. However, I want to tweak that. And I'm going into a little bit more in depth here because this is, people that tap into this show, they're looking for the education of it. And that's what I'm trying to give you is the education here. There is so many. I see the question out there about books. Let me tell you, there is so many out there. It's literally just put it out there and there's a plethora of books and it's going to be what you feel led to start with. So that's really difficult to narrow that down to one book. I've had so many and I study so much and some are this thick and are extremely deep in angelology. And then some are like this to get you started and on and on and on. So I'm going to stay on topic. So I did acknowledge that, but honestly, you want to do some searching to feel what you're drawn to. And that's the right way to say that for you. So I don't want it to be too much. So, okay. So she is a healing angel, healing practitioner, still learning other things as well as help prepare for my spiritual business, creating a website. Gotcha. Okay. And again, here's the beautiful part. You want to trust if, you know, when you're a healing practitioner, Raphael's perfect for that. So is Michael. I would say the two together, but they will lead. You want to be trusting your intuition on that. So that's why I'm saying that, Angela. Absolutely. So, and perfect. If you have a green emerald, she's got dark green emerald crystal, or you've been drawn to it. There you go. You've been drawn to this angel. There's your valid. Oh, I just got a chill. That's a validation right there. So Shadana's saying, oh my goodness, I've been attracted to green and wearing green for the last 2 weeks. There you go. Did you ask for some help there somewhere, girl? Did you? Because here you go. See, I love that. Can Raphael help me deal, protect myself with a toxic coworker? Yes, that would also be a tandem with Michael because Michael can cut cords. Remember, he's the, you know, shield protection, cut cords, the bodyguard kind of angel. Raphael can heal where we feel like we've just got to tolerate that or we keep getting drawn in to that. Okay, because we're going to be surrounded and we're, you know, when you live on Earth here with all the different things going on, there's going to be people around that are going to affect your energy field. You acknowledge it. And then the goal is, and Raphael can absolutely help with this, you're healing your perspective and your belief in this situation. You believe that this person can affect you in a negative way. And the thing is, sometimes with toxic people or toxic energy, let's say it that way, not toxic people. Sometimes it's toxic to us, but that doesn't mean that they are. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, but I'm not even saying that. Sometimes it's just not a good connection for us. It's affecting us in a negative way. Well, that's up to us to detach from that. So if somebody's affecting you that way, okay, and it feels like it's draining you or it's negative, you have a cord attached. There's a connection. So first, that would be Michael, help to disconnect that cord. Then, and I think we spoke about this last week or the week before, we talked about when we shield up, I think it was last week, and this is really good. Again, focus on what you're keeping inside your shield with the good stuff, okay? After you've cleared your energy, which Raphael can help you with, he can help clear away, clear your space. You should shield up. Like I said, the two of them together, Michael and Raphael, But then when you're shielding up and putting yourself in that, it's not to protect you from something bad as much as it is focus on keeping your good stuff in. It changes it a lot. It changes it a whole lot. So a lot of the focus on shielding and protecting has been, this person's affecting me, this person's doing this to me, or that's happening to me. And it's always been outside of ourselves. And a lot of the inspiration that I'm getting from angels recently, and this is how I've been receiving it intuitively, is let's bring that focus from a different perspective or side of that shield. And the side of the shield that's more positive would be keeping yours in. It doesn't need to have cords going out to things that affect you that way. And sometimes we have to cut those cords several times. So I wanted to put that out there and let you know that. So here's another thing. If you had something going on, like say you're healing from some traumatic stuff from in the past, Raphael, absolutely. He's going to bring it in. He's going to give you that hope that, yeah, you can get through this. Because sometimes we feel like, when's it ever going to stop triggering us? When's it ever just going to stop, right? That's one perspective, okay? Bring it around and now reverse yourself. Bring it to the other side of a perspective would be, well, when if I, you know what? I'm ready to find a new approach. And then when you're asking Raphael to come in to help you, instead of saying, please come help me, please come help me, say, thank you for being here with me to help me with this problem, like he's already there. Change that too. It's very powerful. It's very specific. It's very, yes, you are here. Yes, I appreciate you. Yes, that's what we're doing. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, if you are in the healing practices and you help others, you do want to make sure that, and we all have to do that as healers, we want to be in a good space. We want to make sure our energy is good, because whatever you have within you is what you're sharing with people that you help. So if you're off kilter, obviously you want to take that as priority first. What can happen with a lot of people in healing practices, and I'm not just talking about this spiritual or metaphysical, I'm talking about, say you're in the medical field. A lot of my clients are in the medical field. A lot of them are. They have been for years, and they are absolutely worn out, and they weren't aware of all this. They take these skills, and they can help just by lifting their frequency. Say you're a nurse, say you're a doctor. Just by lifting your frequency, detaching from the things that are pulling you down, and you have your frequency up when you go in to see your patients, just think of how much that lifts them. Think about how good it feels to be around someone that just lifts you versus drain you, like Shadonna was bringing up, you know, earlier. So for those interested in this, this is very powerful healing from an energetic level that you can do yourself. Yes, you can go and get support when you feel like you're just trying so hard. But if you are, and you know, you're going to find that if you're in the healing arts, I'm noticing it too. A lot of people are waking up, and so they, you know, this is all brand new to them, so they're overwhelmed. Just think about back in the day when you were trying to read 5 or 6 books at the same time, or maybe you still are. And, oh my gosh, I can't keep up. I can't learn it fast enough. There is nothing in time and space that's going to help that resolve itself. It's more you're in the moment, you're in the now, you're making sure you're clear. If you have to take a day off before you see your clients, or do another reading, you need to do that. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to them. Don't try to go out there and do that when you're depleted. It's not fair to either side. I'm just going to tell you how it is, because that's the truth. You are going to feel your energy lifted that way. They're going to be feeling your energy lifted that way. This can be something that's a challenge for people that are empathic, because they're always some of the people that are known as the most giving, self-sacrificing people on earth. They're so awesome. They're just always there for you. They're always doing. Are they taking time for themselves to where they're not getting worn out? And I'm going to keep this general, but it's you'll be able to relate to it in some way. A lot of those illnesses that come from something like that, that turn up physical, you know, it's like they're always the good people that get that serious thing. Okay, I'm not even going to say what. I don't need to. You know what I'm talking about. Because it's like the good people diseases or something. And that's just the perspective that we don't feel as a society that we're good people unless we're self-sacrificing ourselves. I'm not saying to stop helping, but you've got to help yourself to help someone else. From an energetic level, if you haven't taken the time or given your own self-love some healing there, Raphael's really good at reminding you of that, by the way. He will help you get a better perspective on that to see like, oh, wait, that's making so much more sense. Then you go out and now you have this vibrant, powerful energy coming from you that's very uplifting and inspiring to others. There you go. That's healing. That is healing. Okay? So you got to think about that. So I love what Jules has written. She says, yes, check your local library for some books and online resources. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I'm doing, for me personally, I'm doing the show and I'm also doing the Angel Retreat online membership on my site where we put and we answer and we go in depth in the membership site. So that's what we're doing there. So I have that. But I've worked with angels since I was a child, just naturally. And then I hid it because nobody understood it. And, you know, then I was told it was bad. And I had to process and I had to come to my own individual conclusions about how I felt about all that. You know, how can this be bad when it always makes me feel better, right? So let's talk about some of the things that are how you can connect with him. He can also help when clearing the space, removing basically spirit releasement, you know, moving things out of that need to move on. Let's just put it that way. We'll keep it quick with that one. And that's just because we're on a show here. So when, say, you know, you have a lost pet, this one is a good one to remember when you have a lost pet, okay? Because I've always loved the phrase, nothing is lost. It's not, if it's not here, it's somewhere. So you can call on angels to help you find a lost pet. Absolutely, you can do that. And Raphael's one of the ones you can work with. If you have a pet that needs some help or animals, or you want to work with nature and environment, yeah. There's other angels as well. Ariel is really good too. But Raphael can help you calm you because our animals and our pets can really pick up the energy that we have with us. And if you're stressed and worried and fretting about if they're okay, they're feeling that. And I want you to hear that for a moment, because if you go into the hospital to see a friend or a loved one that's got a terminal illness and you go in there feeling sad for them, I want to remind you, what kind of energy are you walking in there with? You're giving them more of the heavier, sad energy. I know. Yes, your emotions are at play here. Absolutely. And absolutely. And yes, Angela, we did mention the travel earlier, but yes, he does do that with travel. Yes, absolutely. But if you were going to see someone and you wanted to support them, you need to go in there with your energy lifted. You want to go in there with your energy strong and vibrant. You want to come in there with something that they will feel and lift them because they're already in a heavy place. Same thing with pets. Raphael is very good at helping you do that because he will calm and soothe. He will take the anxiety, the panic, the hysteria, you know, the scrambling around, you know, energy, like, okay, you know, he will kind of bring that down and help you ground in and just slow things down for you to go, you know what? Okay, I've got this. And just get you focused and centered. So I do love that. So this green color, or the energy of that, he's also associated with the heart chakra. All of the chakras have an angel associated with them. So the green is associated with the heart chakra, which is your fourth chakra if you're new to chakras, right in the center, right beside your real heart, your physical heart. I don't know which one is really the real one, and so he's got the green. Your heart chakra has the green. He's associated with that one. So emotional healing, yes. Say there's some just emotions, grieving, loss. Maybe it's trauma. Maybe you just got a lot going on the emotional level of your energy. He's one of the best angels in the world to work with on that. And he will give you suggestions and nudges. He will also, I don't know how to explain this. You just feel so much love, and that's comforting. When you just feel that kind of love coming and surrounding you, and you're working with him and you feel completely surrounded in this, I like to use the color green, like just you can feel you're just immersed in this beautiful bath of green love light, you can feel it just rejuvenating you. You can feel it just healing you, because you want to connect with that on the inside. Then that connects you to releasing the cause. What's causing all this? And I want to go back to something that I mentioned to remind you at the beginning. Instead of when you have a physical pain or an emotional something going on, instead of okay, I need to find something to make me stop feeling sad. So what happens? Do we take prescriptions? Okay, yes, I know some people need stuff like that, not taking away from that. What's causing it? What's the root cause behind it? If you go there and you let Raphael help you with that part, you won't need anything to just cover it up or fix it. So say you have a shoulder pain. Okay, why do I have a shoulder pain? What's going on? You've gone, you got something going on. And the thing is, if you have something and they don't find anything, and you just leave it, that energy's still there. And sometimes that energy can start to create something. So you don't want it to just stay there because you go to the doctor and they didn't find anything wrong. That's perfect. That's amazing. Then do the energy to get rid of it. Absolutely do the energy to get rid of it. Do the energy work. Now, here's one of the things that he is associated with. He is associated with spontaneous, miraculous healing. Not in every case. Please hear me. Not everything is spontaneous, miraculous healing. But he is associated with that. And most of the time, he will give you something for you to do proactively. Because the whole point and the whole support is based around, are you growing on a soul level? Are you ascending? Are you lifting yourself and bettering yourself from the higher self perspective? Are you moving forward? It's not just I need my leg to stop hurting. And so you just do something and then you don't even do the inner work. That used to work for years and great, but honestly, I don't see that holding much water anymore if we don't go to the inner work. So he's about that. And this is all individual work, guys. It's all individual. And Veronica is asking about what angel is good for healing your relationship with money. This one's good for that. Any of that. All of them. All of the above. Because they will show you what is money. Money is an energy. And if we're focusing on lack, we don't have enough of money, that's a lower frequency. So the universe is in manifesting responds with where we're focusing with that. So that's how that works a little bit. That's kind of a quick answer. But it's really, yes, Raphael can help with any of this. Michael is a very good professional coach, business coach, life coach. So the two again, honestly, they got you covered. Okay. Very, very good. But abundance is a belief within yourself. Do you believe you deserve abundance? Do you believe you deserve, you know, to financially be able to take care of yourself? Or do you feel like, oh, it's always a lack. I'm always uphill, uphill, uphill. They will give you opportunity. They will show you ways to pull yourself up and out of that. But then if you find yourself hesitating, why are you hesitating? What's causing that? Okay. So things like that are really important to look at. It's just amazing what can happen. So how does he answer? So some of the general ways he's going to answer, I'm going to take the quick break. When we come back, I'm going to go over some of the ways he can answer and bring some of this information in, and a quick guideline for you on how you can just sit for a few minutes in a meditation to connect with Raphael for whatever it is you're looking for. And by the way, for the people that were looking for more in-depth study, you can ask them for that too. And guess what? They will guide you right to it. I've done that. That's how I find what I'm looking for in research most of the time. And I just realized I didn't mention that. So I did want to mention that for someone that was asking earlier in the chat. Yeah, if you really want to, then universe brings it to you. It's not hard. You just ask. It's like, I'm looking for this. He'd be surprised at the unexpected that can come up. So please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to our last segment. Now, quickly, we're going to wrap this up. I did read through the chat and I saw a question from Jules that I missed, I believe. She was talking about mentally beating herself up. Her mind dredges up stuff nonstop from the present, past, whenever. Some of that is probably from the review that's coming up. A lot of things are coming up for us to resolve, heal, and we're being shown what we're still holding on to. So I did want to quickly address that. I didn't catch that when we were going through the chat. Now let me go over quickly how he can bring some of the messages to you. Sometimes it's in the form of you get this incredible, brilliant idea. Like, that's it. That's what I've got to do. That's how he'll answer. Just gently, that'll guide you in the right direction. You might receive the instant or miraculous healing. Okay, obviously, you've done something to release and let go. I mean, those are big, and that doesn't happen with every one of them, but it does happen, okay? He may have you change your diet or lifestyle. He'll show you, like, okay, this is what we need to do. You're asking for help with this. Like, a lot of people are saying, I just need some help with this addiction. Okay, that's some work. I know that's going to be a little bit of work and it's self-discipline. I know that, but he will help you. He will guide you to some things that will help lift you. Movement, activity, diet. He can be subtle and then not so much. Okay. I've seen that before too, but he's always gentle and calm. And it's not like he's got this strong, grandiose personality. He always comes in very, very, it reminds me of like a very knowledgeable professor, very studious, very serious-minded, deep thinking, because he's always processing and he's always he's helping so many at the same time, obviously, but they can do that. That's what they do. They love it. So just know, he'll send you signs you're on the right track. You'll get encouragement boosts. you'll get like validations that are like, oh my gosh. Like, for example, Shadonna got one. Oh my gosh, I've been thinking about green for 2 weeks. Showing up on the show today, we talked about the green. There you go. There's another validation. And I didn't know that she was going to say that. That's just how that works. It happens spontaneously, unexpectedly. When you ask, remember, bring it in as a thank you. Thank you for helping me. If you wanted to do a quick meditation that's very powerful, whether you're at work, whether you're at home and you just have a couple of minutes to yourself, everybody's got 5 minutes here and there, right? Just simply close your eyes for a moment, take a deep breath in, visualize that incredible green color, center at your heart chakra, and say, thank you for helping me with this situation, or thank you for sending the love and the healing that you have to offer Raphael to my loved one or pet. If it's another person, you know, they have free will to accept or reject, but absolutely you can do it on behalf of someone. A lot of times people that are in need will say, yes, please do it. You know, it's always a permission thing, but for your pets or your children or anything like that. But remember yourself, but have a thank you. Be in the space. You've asked, go to step two, thank you like it's already been received. And then when you're waiting for the outcome and you're not sure what the direction is yet, I love this affirmation and I use it all the time. I know that it's already resolved. I know it's already done. I'm just staying out of the way of the universe and they're going to show me. They will let me know when it's time for me to be proactive and do something. And usually that doesn't take very long. Not these days. It's pretty quick. Sometimes within minutes, within hours, sometimes a couple of days. But don't hesitate. Don't hesitate and think, oh, well, now I just don't do anything. But if you feel an inspiration and you were discouraged when you asked, listen to that. Absolutely listen to that. Open your heart. Angelic love is divine love. It's unconditional. It's divine. It doesn't have these conditions like, okay, I'm just going to help you because. You have to believe that you are worthy of this. And they have this open arm, unending supply of love and support the angelic realm wants to give you. Your spirit guides do. Your higher self is already in that mindset. You're just catching up and bringing it all together. But guys, with this, just notice thoughts, ideas, inspirations. You'll feel lifted. You'll feel comforted. That's how you know you've connected and you're there. Please know that. I want to say thank you guys for everyone that joined us in the chat. Let's see. We have a couple more things in there. Shadonna's like, I'm so glad I was able to join. As always, just what I needed. Love you, Dr. Jen. Well, thank you, Shadonna. It was great you here too. Karen, hi, Karen. We had Karen, Veronica, Angela. We had Jules. We had David. And Shadonna, yes, we had a good little crowd here, an active crowd. Let's see. Angela's always saying she asked at the grocery store what to buy. Great idea, because that's your health and your diet. That's a great idea. Thanks for adding that. She also said she was intuitively guided to watch the show. Oh, wow. Well, thank you. I feel honored that I was part of that message or that guidance for you. Yes, absolutely. We are all worthy. And thank you, everyone that has joined the show. I love you all. We have so much to look forward to. We really do. We have things going on that are moving so fast these days. I mean, we have energy moving faster, faster, faster. Don't take all the retrograde energies that are making us review things in our life as it's pulling you down or you're not succeeding. That's one belief. Flip that belief. Anything that makes you feel like that, just go, well, there's another perspective to this. It's showing me, oh, I didn't realize I still had a cord attached to that. I need to release that. And just go for it. Do it. And then if you were to just embrace that and just even the darkest things in life, There's another perspective. I know, hard to believe, but yes, there is. Just allow the love and the energy and the healing that Archangel Raphael can bring to you, the divine can bring to you. Remember, his name means God has healed. God healed. He is an aspect and representative of the divine love. So there you have it. One of the most beautiful angels to work with when you are on a healing process, emotional, spiritual, physical. Remember, he can clear your space when you're traveling for safe journey. He can help you with animals and pets. Pretty much whatever needs healing, including relationships with anything, whether it's money, a person, whatever. Some relationships need to be let go. We can't keep what never belonged to us. Keep that in mind. You have to let go, because if it was yours, it's not going to go away. If it never was yours, there's nothing you can do to hold on to it. And with that, I wish you all much love as you heal. Thank you so much for watching today. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.